Course last night, releasing the fourth accreditation list, and joining us on the line to tell us how things are going is the president of the South African Hajj and Umrah Council, Muaz Kash. Muaz, assalamu alaikum, shukran so much for joining us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother Ashraf, and to the listeners of Voice of the Cape. I trust you're all doing well today.
All good, alhamdulillah. It does seem as if, Muaz, from the number of accreditation list that you've had to release thus far, you're of course on your fourth, but also the number of hujjaj, that it doesn't seem as if people are adhering to the call of advising Sauk ahead of time that they perhaps are not ready, and there's still a relatively big number of deferments. Is this in fact the case?
Yes, correct, 100%. This is a trend that we've experienced over the years. We tried to circumvent it. Unfortunately, it is a bit of a difficult challenge for us, as well as I think for the pilgrims, because ultimately what happens is pilgrims always have hope, you know, that inshallah when they get accredited, somebody may be able to assist them with financial means, and they wait until the last minute rather than trying to source funds earlier. They only wait until they get accredited, so it's a bit of a challenge, but alhamdulillah, so far the intake has been quite great. We only got about 216 pilgrims that were accredited last night. I looked at the stats on the website late last night, and I think we're under 200 now that need to accept the accreditation. So that is really good, considering that we started the accreditation on the 13th of November. We are now on the 19th of December, just over a month, and we've got under 200 to fill our quota. So I think from that aspect, it's going quite well. I think the deferment is something that we have to work around a formula going forward where we can circumvent those that are not ready to come earlier to us and inform us so we can defer them.
Yeah. In terms of that particular 200 that remains, in terms of the your internal analysis and you know, the data that you have available, is it likely that we'll see a fifth accreditation list? And if so, if people are call it tracking themselves on that particular list, and they are perhaps, you know, perhaps applied in January of the following year, do they still stand a chance? What does your data tell you?
Look, based on history, we normally would go into a fifth list, or sometimes we don't actually go into a fifth list, but we do manual accreditation. What that means is we've got, for example, only under 100 left to accredit. Then we start calling the pilgrims who are next in line.
Okay.
So there is always hope, and people should not feel despondent, because what happens, even those that have accepted, remember, Hajj is still a few months away. So you would find that sometimes people cancel now in December or January for whatever reason. So there's always hope. If you in December, January 2017 continuously make dua, Allah knows best. You know, you never know what can happen, where other pilgrims may decide to defer or cancel. And inshallah, you could get a call from Saul. So what we do is, depending on how many is still left in the pool after this list, all right, we will either publish a fifth list, or if there's little left, we will do manual accreditation and we'll start calling the pilgrims.
Mm-hmm. Looking at the operator numbers on the Saul website, of course, it does seem as if of the six accredited operators, at least two at this stage, and based on the number of hujjaj that are call it still needing to be accredited, that we'll likely end up with maybe three, more than likely only two accredited operators that will be taking people this year. Is that accurate, and is it reflected in your data?
Correct. As per the stats on the website, at this point in time, only two operators have reached a minimum of 500. That is the ministry's requirement in order for them to trade for Hajj. It looks like there's a possibility of maybe a third operator, but we don't see more than three operators that are going to be trading. But for now, as it stands, there's only two operators. We have put out notices from before accreditation started. We continuously update our social media platform, informing the pilgrims that just keep in mind, the 23rd of December is around the corner. Once we hit the 23rd of December, on the 24th of December, if your operator of your choice does not have 500, the pilgrims will have to move to an operator who has 500.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that we've continuously put out in the public domain. It's not something new. Pilgrims can view the stats so they can see which operators are doing well, which are not doing well. And you need to make the move. We're not going to allow any merging, because like we said from the onset, the merging was allowed before they applied. Mm-hmm. Now there's no merging allowed because of the issues we've had in the past. So those pilgrims that are worth operators, if you're under 500, you need to speak to your operator and you need to make the correct decision before the 23rd of December, or else we're going to force you to move to an operator that is left with 500. So rather make the decision now. You've got some time to look around at the operators who've achieved it, mm-hmm. and start making your move if you feel that your operator is not going to achieve the 500.
Yeah. There are two operators that have not yet reached the 500, but do have, call it a significant number, from the perspective then of Hujaj, that have accepted the accreditation, have selected their operators, they're looking at those numbers and they want to call it take the destiny into their own hands. Are they able to switch and select a different operator at this stage?
Correct. All they need to do is to log into their portal and inform South, I'm with operator A, I would like to go to operator B. It's a simple switch. Unless the individual has paid his full payment package, he signed a contract and his operator doesn't want him to move right now, but you can only keep him till next week. You can't keep him further than next week, but they can do the switch right now. You're allowed one move from one operator to another.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's important then that people take that, those Hunjars that have been accredited, they've perhaps selected one of the operators and the numbers are perhaps not where they should be, to be proactive about it and perhaps select a different operator at this stage.
Yes, correct. That's what we advise, or else you wait till next week, and after next week we will request you to move anyway. So the choice is up to the program. We're not going to force them. The choice is theirs. We're leaving it up to them to make the decision.
Fantastic. Moaz Kashu, President of the South African Hajj and Umrah Council, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Jazakallah, thank you.